Last night I played a round of golf. In fact, played real bad. Fell in MGA wine into a place where bad golf tastes fine. MGA wine and beer. Golf played full of self-doubt and fear.
Welcome to MGA MedioCast episode 08. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. This is episode 08.
08.
I have a feeling Mike's really going to have a lot of fun with this one.
It's going to be a great episode, guys.
John, what's going on, man?
You know, just eating it up over here.
Yeah, you were enjoying a tasty treat just a second ago.
I just ate a lot of stuff.
So, it all looked very healthy, too.
Yeah.
It looked like one of those kind of meals, you know, you're in training, obviously, for the season.
That's right. Ramen noodles and ice cream.
I'd like to start off by telling everybody to call our MGA hotline. We tried to start a Mike Bolin, what would Mike Bolin do, Gmail account, and we've had zero emails from you guys.
Just didn't click, huh?
Yeah. I know you're listening, goddammit.
Come on.
Why are you not emailing? So anyway, forget emailing. Let's try this. Call the MGA hotline at 415-674-4407 or 415-MSG-4407. I really want to switch our number so it's MGA-4407, but
That'd be sweet.
We'll see if we can do that. For now,
I'm going to have to make a call.
Yeah. 415-674-4407, and you can call, leave a message, give us scenarios, whatever the hell you want to say. We'll play it on the podcast or not.
And we only add a little MSG.
Low MSG. What's going on with you guys? Anything?
Not too much. I played one round of golf at Golden Gate Park.
Let me guess. Golden Gate? Really?
Yes, sir. I shot a 32. Wow.
32, huh?
For Monday.
All right.
Pretty good.
That is good.
I hit four greens. I was happy.
Also good. That's more than I hit in an 18-hole round.
Yeah, that's about real golf. For 18.
Where did we play?
What?
Where did we play? Me and John played.
Blue Rock.
Blue Rock Springs. That's right. Blue Rock Springs East Course. John, what'd you shoot?
I shot.
You got your scorecard. Nice.
2 over on a par 70, which means a 90.
Okay.
Not that bad.
Not bad.
I mean, we.
Didn't I break a club that round?
You did, but. It wasn't like a club you had bought. Yeah,
yeah.
That's two rounds in a row.
That'd be worse than a 90.
Yeah,
but
well, that's like what I was saying last time. I mean, I broke a club. I'd never broken a club before, and I definitely played worse holes, stretches of holes, than I did when I broke it. And yeah, you were pissed off, dude.
Well,
but no, wait.
That wasn't really the reason, right? Well, it was an accumulated effect of. Hitting the ball right next to a green on a par 5.
No. Oh.
Yeah. Or par 3, excuse me.
Yeah, par 3.
Yeah.
Right. You came up a little short.
Just short. So pretty easy, you know, up and maybe 2-putt at worst in.
Yeah, for Mar.
So,
but no.
No, I end up getting a 5 because I missed 2 3-foot putts in a row, I think.
Yeah.
No, I 2-putt.
No,
anyway.
You came up short on your chip.
Right.
And then it took you another chip to get on.
So
and
that
you missed an
started
easy putt.
Pissing me off.
Yeah.
With the sand wedge. And then I missed an easy putt, yeah, and ended up with a 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you hit the ball off your angle.
Well, I hit the ball kind of backwards style, and it ricocheted in a fashion that never should have happened and went right onto my ankle that I injured 2 years ago that's still tender. And that pretty much put me over the edge.
Yeah.
And I tossed the club 100
and
yards.
And you just lost it.
Tossed the club, dude. 100 yards. Then we went and ran it over with the golf cart. And then I
and then we drove towards the tree.
Yeah.
And we drove towards a tree and John leaned out of the golf cart and swung and hit the tree with it,
as we rode by.
It was pretty sweet.
Coming.
I would say it was a good thing there was no marshals around at that moment in
time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were definitely not acting appropriate for golf courses. Nope, that was not appropriate
golf course behavior. I'm glad I wasn't there.
No, I think you missed out, dude. I think you would have been into it.
Yes.
I don't think I would have been into it.
Oh, wow, really?
I think Mike's kind of pissed off right now. I think I would have been kind of pissed off, actually, because that's kind of, like, ridiculous. If I was there, I'd be like, God, you guys are retarded.
Wow.
Wow. This is coming from the guy who, like, chunks it, like, three times in a row before he hits his tee shot.
Yeah, but he only ended up with a five on the hole.
And then argues with the guy.
That's not that bad.
Right. No, I'm not going to fix my divot, even though you just asked me to.
No, but he broke a club because it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably end up laughing at it when I was there, but then being like, geez.
Club throwing is encouraged in this league.
Yep.
I'd like to remind everybody of that. I thought it was a decent round, though. I had one putt I had to make at the very end, or else I would have had 100, and I made it, so I could take that with me.
Yep.
If I'd missed that putt, I would have shot 100, but instead I shot a nice even number, 99.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever.
That's a tough golf course, man.
It is. It's not easy.
It's like all up and down and shit.
My handicap is officially over 20 now.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I put in all three of my scores from this last week, and it's going up.
Really? So, yeah, my handicap is getting worse and worse and worse. But, you know, I mean, I'm playing worse and worse and worse, so I guess
it's the start of the season.
It makes sense. Yeah, hopefully I'm getting all my bad rounds out of the way this year and last year and my entire golfing life, right. So I can get the good ones in there somewhere. Maybe March 30th.
Hmm.
Maybe.
What happens March 30th?
We are going to have our first tournament.
Hey.
Yeah, so it's not the 23rd. I'm going to be out of town for a wedding, and so we switched it back to the 30th, which is the last Sunday of every month, so now it's more consistent anyway. It's unfortunate that one of us is going to have to miss the first tournament, but scheduling conflicts, it's kind of annoying. So, yeah, March 30th is going to be the Rebel Beach Am-Am. Mike, you got a call to make, or are you okay?
No. I'm going to wait. I'm just holding this because later I'm going to use it.
Okay.
Is it bothering you?
No, I thought maybe
I'll set it down.
Yeah, maybe something was going on I didn't know about. We're going to have our mediocre word of the cast now. Last podcast we didn't have one. But before that it was mantastic.
Right.
Also the root of mantastical.
Yep.
I hope everybody was using it when they were at work. Maybe if they got pulled over by a cop, you could tell the cop, "Hey, you know, I know I was driving a little mantastical, but anyway." I definitely found places to use it.
Mantastic.
Officer, I'm mantastic. The word of the cast this week is mooshbag. Now, this word, there are a lot of mediocre D-bags out there, and they need to be recognized for that. So I present the mooshbag.
Mooshbags.
Now, this could be a guy who pops his collar but forgets to twist his hat sideways. Or a guy who shows off his abs at a party but forgets to give the pouty lips face, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys who just kind of half-ass it, you know. A half-ass douchebag.
Nice.
Spiky hair and a headband. Douchebag. No shirt. Tribal armband tattoo, but not totally and disgustingly wasted. Mooshbag.
Mooshbag.
Yeah.
I like it.
So, guys, you got to get the whole thing if you want to be a douchebag. Otherwise, you're a mooshbag.
You're a mooshbag.
Just to be a moosh.
You're fucking moosh. All right. So, you know, now this is going to be fun for me, at least, because I tend to spend a lot of my time outside deciding which people are douchebags and which people aren't. So now I got another category. I can say douchebag, mooshbag, or regular person.
Awesome.
Do we know any mooshbags?
I don't know.
Pretty much.
Sure.
I think everybody qualifies as being a mooshbag once in a while.
Yeah. I've been known to moosh it up a little bit from time to time. But thankfully, those days are behind me. I'm going full-on douche from here on out.
No more half-assing it.
No more half-assing it, goddammit. So, ladies.
Willie picked up a headband.
Yeah. I'm just spiking my hair right now. You guys can't see it, but. So, I was thinking that maybe for the douchebag invitational this year, I might be a mooshbag. I might go full mooshbag.
Or we could rename it the mooshbag invitational.
Well. Yeah, but it's, you know, for tradition's sake.
It is right. The douchebag.
Yeah, it's the douchebag.
D-bag invitational.
Yeah, Tommy's got his outfit coming, and it sounds pretty spectacular.
Tommy's, yeah.
He's already got it?
Yeah, we don't want to eliminate the ultimate douchebags because Tommy's got something coming.
Yeah, he's got something up his sleeve, apparently. Apparently, he's already working on it. So,
I love it.
So there have been some really great douchebags out there. John Mayer, the guy from Creed, and the greatest douchebag innovators of all time, LFO.
Right. Trip douche.
Yeah. So I'm kind of...
I think there were three of them.
I think there were three. Yeah.
They were changing it up from normal boy band form.
Yeah, exactly. Another great innovation of theirs, by the way.
Yeah.
But
groundbreaking douche.
If they the douchebag innovators, I'm going to do some research. I'm going to try to come up with some of the top mooshbags of all time, because these are the guys who just don't quite go all the way. And I know there's a lot of them out there. So this is my promise to you guys. We're gonna bring you all the breaking news in mooshbag world, because. You guys deserve to know. Speaking of news,
I got to say, I love a good moosh.
A little moosh in the morning.
Nice.
So let's go ahead and check out some golf moves, since we're talking about moves. It's golf moves. All right. What's going on in golf? Ernie Els won his first event since 2004. Who wasn't there?
Jared Lyle.
True. Jared Lyle's not there.
He is in the news, though.
Yeah. He is in the news. More to come on Jared Lyle later on in our My Guy segment. But
obviously, Tiger wasn't there.
Ernie Els wins his first event since 2004. Now, this guy's been considered like a top golfer for a really long time, and he hasn't won in 4 years. I don't know. It's a little weird to me.
Well, yeah. I mean, but he's been, I think the past couple of years, he hasn't been considered quite as...
Yeah.
He's not...
But, you know,
For a while, he first started getting into his slump, he was still mentioned in, like, the big four.
Yeah, the big four or whatever. Yeah.
But not anymore.
Did he just get, like, second and third and fourth?
I remember him actually disappearing from quite a few tournaments.
Yeah.
I don't really remember hearing a lot about him in the last couple of years.
Yeah. But every time I watch a golf telecast,
they
right,
show him.
And they'll show him and they'll be like, oh, Ernie's so great and he does this. It's all so great. He's so smooth. He's blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? Then why is he four over? You know, like, get with it, buddy.
Maybe he's just like a nice guy and everybody likes him. Yeah, so they like,
I think so. Yeah.
So they just put him on.
Could be that. I mean, so I just thought it was funny. Like, he won and it said first time he's won since 2004, and it just kind of it reminded me, like, it really has been a long time since this guy's won for as high ranked as he is in the world.
So you're saying he was being kind of a mooshbag?
Well, yeah, he's half-assing it.
Did they say, I'm sure that was his first PGA win, did they say if he'd won any European?
They definitely said PGA win, so he's won in Europe since 2004, I'm sure.
Anybody can do that, though.
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's fucking Europe, dude.
David Duvall could win.
Simon Robinson was in one of those tournaments recently.
Remember, Europeans smell like cheese. Oh, no. English
guys
smell like
cheese.
That's
not a bad thing,
Simon. Yeah. Cy Rob, it's cool, though.
Yeah, it's cool. You're awesome.
It's good cheese.
78? Great. We'll get to that later.
Cy Rob, 78 is fine. So, anyway, that guy won. That's good for him. Ernie, I guess he also hurt his knee. You remember hearing something about that?
Bad in the MGA and bad in the PGA.
Ernie hurt his knee?
He had like a knee injury, didn't he?
What?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Not like today.
I'm not that familiar with Ernie.
Yeah, me neither, I guess.
Yeah.
Except
for the knee injury thing.
I hear he used to be good.
I hear he used to be gay.
Whoa.
I hear he smokes crack.
You heard it
here
first?
You mean double E smoke crack?
Yeah. I hear he likes speedballs. So, in other news, I just found this kind of funny. There is a new taser.
What?
Really?
A new taser.
How can there be a new taser?
Aimed, yeah, I know. Wasn't the old one good enough still? Yeah. No. There's a
brand
new one.
Wasn't the old one killing people already?
This one.
Maybe that's what they're fixing.
This one, no, they're not fixing that. They're just making it the color pink.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
Paula Creamer. Guess what? There's a taser for you.
Time.
Don't tell her, dude.
Yeah, it's sweet.
I'll never have a chance.
I know. John's like,
John's
going to
sneak up from behind at the club and just tase
the pink taser.
So I guess the company that puts out tasers is marketing a taser for women. And I mean, really, wasn't the taser always marketed for women? I mean, wasn't it? Other than cops,
women,
it's like
cops. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's like this is like, you know, you got your rape whistle and your
yeah,
taser.
I don't know too many guys that have a taser yeah. on them.
They're unless like, they're like just shocking each other's balls home. Or something for the fun of it.
Dude, yeah, shock my balls. Guys.
Dude, but we got to get a pink one.
Let's get a pink taser and shock each other.
Well, let's shock each other. But ours is blue. Let's go get that pink one that we saw.
So I guess they're doing things like taser parties now where they're going out and they're trying to sell these things like
oh
Tupperware. Yeah. So this was one of the funniest things.
This is the 5,000-volt model, and here's the 10,000-volt model.
This was
you
the
can kill yourself
though.
With this one.
They say it's not a lethal weapon. It has never been proven to cause that the taser causes death. But
people just die after you taser.
Yeah, more than 200 people have died after being hit by tasers.
They die of a heart attack, right?
Yeah, generally, I guess. But the Justice Department has they're studying now what role the tasers may have had in these deaths.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, what else happened to them besides the taser that possibly
exactly.
killed them?
That's what happened. I guess I heard a story about a lady getting tasered a ton of times and her and her husband getting tasered a ton of times.
Yeah.
And because it was like one of those excessive force things.
It gets on you and then they can just
press
the
ended
button.
Up dying and she was alive, but she had to go to the hospital. They both had heart attacks, I guess, or something.
Yeah. Well, dude, it's like electric fucking
shock. If you do
shock.
It more than one time, like, it's got to be really bad.
What you got to do is you got to shock them once, they die, and then shock them back to life.
Yeah. So two times. Keep it an even ratio.
Exactly. Come on, nice. Cops.
You can shock them. And then shock him again and shock him one more time. But if you got to shock him again one more time.
There's an even number here. I'm looking for even numbers. Don't tase me, bro. Don't tase me,
if you're
going to
tase
bro.
Me, keep it even.
Don't tase me.
Keep it even numbers if you're going to tase me.
Isn't it true that you work for Skull and Bones? Don't tase me, bro.
Anyway. Bro, don't tase me. Don't fry me.
So, yeah, like, this is the thing. So, let's say you tase somebody and then they die. And you're like, well, we've got no proof that the taser is what caused the death. Let's do a little research here. I mean,
here. I'll do it to this guy.
Yeah.
See,
how are they researching this? Are they tasing people? They're getting that guy who caused a ruckus.
How do they know
John
who
Kerry's
has a
speech?
Weak heart and when?
Well,
it's
anyway.
Weak and all that kind of
anyway, I hope I never run into a pink taser.
I know.
On my balls. speaking of tasers. Let's give some tips, huh?
Hey, sounds good.
Speaking of tasers, it's tip time.
It's tip time. We're going to give some tips from the medios, a new tip each week to make sure your game never gets above average.
Should we call in?
Who, Alex?
Yeah.
So he can tell us how, like, putting is like having anal sex or something, whatever he was going to do.
Well, we can cut him off in between.
Let's give him a call and see what he has to say.
Just so you guys know. Back-to-back weekends in October, the LPGA will be playing tournaments near us.
Really?
Nice.
So back-to-back weekends, we will be avoiding getting tased by Paula Creamer.
We'll be dodging tasers first in Half Moon Bay at the Samsung World Championship, October 2nd through 5th.
No way. Are they going to be playing at the, whatchamacallit, the course we play?
This is Alex Master Putter speaking.
Hey, Alex, what's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, man. Can you hear us good?
I can. It's kind of mumbling.
Okay. Well, that's fine. What's going on with you? Are you busy?
No, not really. Just laying around looking at golf
touching
stuff.
Yourself? Never mind. So, Alex, you
couldn't
got a tip on putting for us?
I have a tip on putting. At least three putting.
Okay. Yeah, reading the putts. This is what we're talking about this week.
Reading the putt.
Reading putts.
Does he know what that means?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of that?
Well, yeah. You know, my personal thing with reading the putts is if you think it's going to go right, aim left.
Okay. So do the opposite. Interesting.
You know,
tell me more.
What you want to try to do is you want to try to jam that ball right into the hole.
Nice.
All right,
you do that.
This is not the option here.
Are
you want to ram that thing in there.
You want to ram the ball into the hole. That sounds hard.
Exactly. You need to ram that ball into the hole.
Can you? Now, I've had some trouble with this. I'm glad you're giving me tips. So doing the opposite of what you think is gonna happen is gonna help you ram the ball into the hole. Okay, interesting.
Makes sense.
This is is what happens. If you lay up and you give a little chintzy thing that comes short, you didn't even give it a chance.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Right?
And yeah.
But if you at least give it a shot and just jam that thing,
okay,
it goes in, it's so satisfying.
True. That's true. I mean, we've talked about this before. I mean, when you use our tips, if the ball goes in, it's like winning the lottery. It's so awesome. I mean, you can't believe it.
It does feel good.
Awesome, man. Thanks for giving us a tip on that.
No problem.
I think we're going to have to practice this one next time we get out to the course.
Yeah. Don't try it on the practice bin. Do not ever use the practice bin.
Okay. Never use the practice green. All right. Sounds good. I'm into it. John, you got a tip for us?
Sure do. When you're going to read a putt, you have to look at the environment around you. If there's water off to one side, you can expect the putt to break away from that water because water rises when it gets hot. Mm-hmm. So that makes that side of the green rise.
Okay.
Unless it's cold out.
Okay.
And then water sinks when it's cold.
Because it's like ice.
Right.
Yeah.
And
ice is heavier than water.
Right.
Yeah.
So the ice kind of forms this glacier that mm-hmm. pulls that side of the green down.
It's like a gravitational pull of the
glacial
ice.
Yeah. Glacial ice.
Right.
So, out on the golf course.
Yeah. So when you're reading the putt and you see this water, take into account the temperature.
I gotcha.
How long it's been that temperature.
Okay.
Elevation.
So you might need a lot of tools.
Yeah, you'll need tools, but at different elevations, water is going to evaporate sooner or later.
Definitely.
You know, atmospheric pressure. I mean, just bring a barometer.
Bring a weather van.
A thermometer, barometer.
If you work for Channel 7 or Channel 5, you're probably
going
to do
all
better.
The ometers.
Yeah.
Bring
any kind of thing that says ometer and ends in ometer, bring it out.
Bring your ometer set.
Write down
and that'll
what it
give
says.
You a clue as to whether it's going to break towards or away from the water.
Okay. Every 20 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do that.
Well, every time you're putting.
Okay.
And if you miss the first putt, you got to do it again.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, you're right.
It's, you know, I mean, sometimes I do it 3, 4, maybe 5 times across the green. Well, never 5. John's been known to do that.
Sometimes I have to do that.
Well, that's a good tip. I'm going to remember that because water has always confused me and scared me.
I forgot about the glacial ice.
Yeah.
I always forget about the glacial ice.
You run into it all the time, and I'm always confused about what to do.
Right.
You know?
Because it's different than regular ice.
Now you know. Yeah.
It's glacial.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah. It's all up in your glace. All right, what you got for us, Mike?
I got the putts method.
The putts method?
P-U-T-T-S.
Oh, an acronym.
Yeah.
I like acronyms.
Palm and pat grass for maximum touch.
How does that spell putt?
Utter the magic words.
Words. I see. Sorry.
Taste the fever in the air. Tell everyone, I got this one.
Okay.
And then swear you got robbed when it don't go in.
Nice. Wow. Mike actually wrote for this. This is good. I like the way this is. I like the direction this is going. If I'm not the only one writing things for the MGA podcast, the MGA Media
That's
cast.
That's the putts method. P-U-T-T-S.
All right. Yes. Sweet. We're going to have to post that up so people can...
Exactly.
I think what I need to remember all that is one of those, like, armbands that quarterbacks
you can utter whatever. You can utter whatever magic word or words you would like.
I'm going to get up there and be like, P. P. What did P stand for again?
Fuck. Check my barometer.
Yeah.
Shit. Wait. Hold on. Let me check my barometer.
I don't have my ometer
Mike,
set.
What did P mean again?
I don't remember what P stands for.
Mike.
I'm screwed. This is never going in.
So October 2nd through 5th, Ocean Course at Half Moon Bay.
It is.
Paula Creamer.
Wow.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
And Gulbis. Actually, I think it's the top 20 in the world.
Creamer.
So
really?
Gulbis is going to have to hang on.
They'll probably do better if they use my putting tip.
Right.
My putting tip actually has something to do with the water, too. And it is look for landmarks. Now, the ball breaks towards some things more than others. Now, usually it'll break toward the water, of course, unless we find out the water's hot.
Yeah.
But there are other objects that you may not know have an effect on the ball. The ball will break away from porta potties. It also breaks away from ugly people. So if there are any of those around, yeah, tell them to clear the green before you putt.
What if this is important? What if they surround the green?
Then it pushes it away like a reverse magnet.
Does it just force it in?
But if they evenly surround the green, it's going to end up in the hole.
Well, yeah, no matter where you putt, you're going to make it. Yeah. So if you can bring a team of ugly people with you everywhere you go.
They would have to be positioned perfectly.
Yeah, it's pretty complicated. But here's the thing.
Somewhere other than the hole.
Never let an ugly person tend the flag for you, as they create an invisible force field of ugliness that will stop your ball before it gets to the hole.
Goodness. Do they have, like, ugliness stopping balls?
Well, I mean, if they're standing by the cup, tending the flag for you, it's never going to make it.
Even if...
As soon as it hits that force field of ugly, it's going to, you know, probably even reverse and come back towards you.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
It's like putting uphill, but worse. It's putting up ugly. It's terrible.
Whoa. Man, I can't putt up ugly.
You know what? The funny thing about this, I didn't write any of this. I'm just remembering it. I'm just remembering it from all those times I've had to putt against ugly.
Yeah, I know.
You're like, well.
Wait a minute, but you play a lot with me.
It's true. The good news is in the MGA, we don't have a lot of ugly people. So, in fact, we only have one. I'm not going to name names. But if you think about everyone else and they look pretty good, yeah, it's probably you.
Who is it?
So
who is it?
Maybe we'll have him on the show one day.
We actually, just might.
Let's see if we can get him to call in. Do you have Do you have a mediocre golf joke for us this week, John?
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What happened? I thought you said you were going to do this every week.
A moosh bag.
Well, I was looking
at the bag, half-assing it.
No, I'm just looking at the LPGA money list to make sure Paula is going to be in the top 20.
I got some more jokes, guys.
She's second.
Wait. Only top 20 gets to play at
the Samsung one.
Really?
Happened Bay. I think it's.
So that means it's going to be good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Is it like a world golf championship thing or something?
Sort of. For women.
Okay.
So it pays a whole lot less.
Yeah.
But they have to work just as hard.
Yeah. Harder, too, because I got to go home and take care of the kids and cook me dinner.
Exactly.
Kids.
I could probably find a joke.
I got one right here. If you want
is it short?
Well,
yeah,
Mike's
right here.
Mike's our joke,
go
man.
For it. Go for it.
All right. There's this guy who's playing golf with a priest.
Uh-oh.
While they're on the 10th green, the guy misses a 3-foot putt and says, "God damn it, I missed."
That was me.
The priest tells him not to use vulgar language on the golf course.
He was probably ugly.
Then on the next hole, a guy misses a 2-foot putt and says again, "God damn it, I miss." The priest tells him that if he continues to use vulgar language on the golf course, he'll have God strike him down with lightning and kill him. Wow. Then on the next hole, he misses a 1-foot putt and says, "God damn it, I missed." All of a sudden, a tremendous bolt of lightning comes down and kills the priest. Immediately after, a voice comes out and Cloud says, "God damn it, I missed."
Nice. Nice. I knew God was mediocre.
That's funny.
That one's funny, but I feel like I've told it a bunch of times.
I think you told me, didn't you?
Yeah.
Didn't you tell me one time? Maybe I wasn't paying attention.
Dude, it would be funny if it
first
was in the last podcast.
Yeah, you did tell that on the last podcast. God. Moosh bag.
What a moosh bag.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll have a word from our sponsor.
John Morley is a regular guy who loves his country. He's not an elitist. John Morley is a winner. He's not a defeatist. John Morley loves people of all colors. He's not a racist. John Morley likes to dip. He is not a smearist. John Morley wears clothes. He is not a nudist. Vote John Morley in 08. No ists, ands, or buts about it. The top candidate for president of America ever in the history of the universe.
I'm John Morley, not John Leslie.
Hello? Hey, who? What's up? Nothing, B. Just watching the game, having a bud. So about you?
Nothing. Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What's up?
Yo, who's that?
Yo! Yo, pick up the phone!
Hello?
What's that?
What's up? Yo, where's Dookie?
Yo, Dookie!
Yo.
What's that?
What's that?
Hold on. Hello?
So what's up, B?
Watching the game, having a bud.
True. True.
What would my Boeing do? And man, I'm asking you. What would my Boeing do? Just jump right in his shoes. What would my Boeing do? Would he choose red or blue? C-3PO or R2-D2? Shaggy or Scooby-Doo? Zeppelin or the Who? The number one or the number two?
All right, what would Mike Boland do? Well, let's find out. Mike, you got to get the hell out of here, though.
Time to get.
Please.
Time to get.
B-O-8, no 8, no 8.
You know what there is to do now, though, in my room? You can go in there and play Rock Band while you wait for us.
B-O-8, no 8, no 8.
Ooh.
B-O-8, N-O-8.
Can I go in there and play Rock Band?
No, you got to stay here and play the game with me, goddammit.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'm winning 3-2 right now, so.
Really?
You could even it up
pressure's
tonight
on.
If you.
Pressure's on.
You can pull it out. I never pull out. Mike is in the bathroom, which unfortunately is not far enough away. The guy can fucking hear exactly what's going on.
You think this is part of his plan?
Yeah. Which, you know, it doesn't really matter because it doesn't affect any of what we do. But maybe he has more time to, like, come up with what he would do so it's, like, less embarrassing for him. So, Sarah says that I'm mean to Mike.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Totally. You're an asshole.
Fuck.
No.
Knew it.
No, I don't think you're mean.
I don't think so either. I love Mike, so.
Sarah's wrong.
I think Sarah's fucking mean.
Yeah, she is.
Her that buying us lunch the other day.
Forcing all that food.
Forcing all that delicious raw food. Well, that was really good, though, wasn't it? Yeah, not really.
I ain't going vegan anytime soon.
No? Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Like, I always say I like going to that place, but, I mean, I'm not cutting the hamburgers out of my diet, that's for sure.
Or my ramen.
Carla's cool. She's fun to hang out with.
Yep.
You guys were reading things into each other's eyes.
Yeah, that was intense.
Just look at me, John.
Dude. That was pretty funny.
So Carla, I hope you're listening. Shout out to you.
Carla.
Hopefully your golf is going to stay mediocre. Apparently she says she's really good, and we don't accept good around here.
Yeah, good luck dating someone 4,000 miles away.
Yeah, sounds fun.
That works well.
Mike Boland tends to react to situations differently than John or I would. We attempt to put ourselves into Mike Boland's shoes and find out what would Mike Boland do. So this week, Mike is stranded on a desert island.
Hmm.
Yeah, sounds terrible. But guess what? He gets to take 3 things with him.
Okay.
But none of them can be musical instruments or sporting gear.
Okay.
What 3 things does he take?
Futon.
Don't look around his room.
I'm just.
It's hard not to, right?
Where I see him 18 hours a day. Futon, Linitron, and pot.
Pot. You think he's going to take some pot?
Yeah.
He's going to take a TV. He's going to take a futon.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how I'm going to beat that.
Yeah. Good luck, man.
Let me see. I'll figure something out. He's going to take a computer. He's going to take.
Looking around.
See. Let's see here. No musical instruments. Hmm. He's going to take a computer. He's going to take a TV.
I already said TV.
I know, but I'm saying it too, damn it. Just because you said it, I can't have it.
Bets, yeah.
I need to have it. I need to be able to have it because he's taking it. And he's going to take, I think the last thing he's going to take is some kind of book that he likes or that he says he's going to like. I don't know. I've never seen him read a book.
Okay.
But I'm sure he knows how to read.
Yeah. He did read that joke.
That's
off
true.
The screen.
Yeah. He did a good job, too.
Of the computer that you think he's going to take.
Yeah. Okay. Computer, TV, he is playing Rock Band, by the way.
Yeah.
So that means he's not going to hear me when I call him. I got
to
go in there.
You have to go get him. Yeah. Don't worry, I'll entertain the crowd.
Yeah, keep it going.
If anyone hasn't checked out clarkandmichael.com, you're going to want to go check that out. It features Michael Cera, one of the great comic minds of our time. You probably won't get him at first, but just watch it a bit and it'll catch on. So check that out. clarkandmichael.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that shit.
Yep. Rolling Stones.
So,
Shelter.
You know, that actually was pretty quiet when you were playing Rock Band in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't know how loud it was.
Cool. Yeah. It's not that loud.
Yeah. So that's good to know. Yeah. I still don't know how loud it is downstairs, though.
It's probably
pretty loud.
Probably. Because when I play drums, I'm a fucking beast.
You get into it.
Dale! I'm a fucking beast. All right.
All right, do it.
Mike Bolan, you are stranded on a desert island. You get to have three things. They cannot be musical instruments or sporting gear.
Boo.
I know, you're like, well, damn it. So what three things are you going to take onto a desert island with you?
No sporting gear?
No sporting gear. That means no golf equipment. I tried to say soccer ball. And then
no
I
music.
Totally realized you couldn't take that. Yeah, so no guitar.
Well, let me sit back and think about this one. Oh, you stole my thing.
I stole your thing because you weren't sitting back.
That's right.
What's your thing?
It's a lumbar pillow.
I got this lower lumbar support.
Futon's a little deep.
Yeah, that's true.
Back on.
I went to lean back and contemplate and it wasn't there. Hold on. Pause.
Rewind.
All right. I gotta think about this now. All right, I'm gonna bring some water. A lot of water.
Wow. Going a different direction.
Boring.
Okay. And I'm gonna bring probably like some sort of animal that I can have
as like a pet.
Pet, yeah.
Like a squirrel?
Like a buddy.
Like,
yeah.
Like a wolf.
Like a wolf.
Like a wolf.
Jake's
nice.
Wolf.
Nice.
Nailed it. For the sake of Jake, I'll say a wolf.
Yeah. Okay. So take a wolf. Water
a wolf
and a wolf.
Companion.
Water and a wolf. Yeah. Huh?
Man's best friend.
Wolf. Man's best friend. The wolf.
And then for the third thing, I don't know. I would have to say, boy, that would be pretty lonely out there, guys.
Yeah.
Good thing you got your wolf.
I know. Yeah, exactly. Well, I need something to take my mind off that wolf for a while.
Yep.
I have to say I'm going to have a nice lady friend out there.
A lady
friend.
No.
Wow.
Yep.
So, okay. John, I got a tiebreaker here. All right?
Okay.
So, Mike, if you had to choose between a computer and a TV to bring out there with you, which one would you take?
That's not a tiebreaker.
Yeah.
How
because
is it
one of us chose one and one of us chose the other.
You chose TV also.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
You're right.
New tiebreaker?
No. So, a computer and...
Yeah, but now he knows who chose the computer.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
All
how many
time.
Fingers am I holding up?
Yeah. No, wait. Here we go.
Now, all right. I think we're just going to have to fight to the death,
John. I'm thinking of a number.
Arm wrestle.
What number would Mike Bolan pick?
Oh,
okay.
Shit.
W.
Cool. Okay, this is good. Wait, between what? Between
W
what and what?
WNMBP.
Between what and what, though?
Doesn't
is it like
matter.
1 to 10
no,
or just any number
any
at
number.
All?
I got
any
mine.
Number at
a
all.
A number.
Really?
Any old number. I'm going to say mine first.
Go.
Eight.
Whoever's closest.
Eight?
Yeah.
08.
Yeah. Well,
I say 08.
Can't say 08. I already said that.
What are you talking about? That's two different numbers.
No.
Mine has two in it. Mine has two different digits. God damn it.
He's like, all right. He's like,
if I'm closer,
it doesn't matter.
What I pick. Nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
Why would you pick nine?
Because anything over nine is going to win for me. And
you
only
your price of right logic.
And only seven right. through one is going to win for John.
Or eight.
Or eight.
But it's eight.
What number is it?
I got to say it's eight.
Yeah, no shit.
3-3.
We should have said eight could not be the number. Because that's just ridiculous.
3-3. All right.
God damn it.
That's... It's fair.
I'm picking first next time. Whatever. Anytime we have a game of chance with Mike Bolan, picking
no
a number
that involves numbers,
I go first.
Right.
We don't even know if that was his real number. I
that
know he wants you
number.
To win.
No.
So he could have just said it was eight.
I think what happened there, and I'm going to tell you the truth on this one, my gut feeling original number was probably different than eight.
No.
But now that you mention eight...
He had to go
my
see.
Answer.
See, this is bullshit. This game is bullshit. You have to write it down.
But it wasn't because I wanted John to win. It's
yeah,
because
right.
that was definitely
I like that
a better
number. Yeah. Obviously, he likes that number.
I should have picked that one. It was one of those feelings. It was like...
Likely story.
It was like...
This win is tainted.
Whatever. 3-3.
This win is tainted.
Oh, so that ties it up.
When I won, I actually won because I was better.
Yeah, well, we can do a push-up contest or something right now. I get to sit on your back.
Sit on John's back?
Zero to zero.
Yeah, 0-0.
So we break that.
You're like, I just don't feel like doing this. Can you get off my back now? All right. All right, John. Fine.
3-3.
You win. You win.
Yep. I know.
All your wins are tainted, actually, now that I think about it.
All of them?
Yeah.
Just because of my performance-enhancing drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, stop fucking taking steroids so you can win at WWMBD.
I know.
All right, so I think we got to know about what's going on in the world of my guy. Those guys definitely aren't using performance-enhancing drugs.
My guy? Definitely not.
Who's the best? Jared Lyle. Robinson. Benoit Biaser, my guy.
All right. Golf is a hard sport to break into. We each picked a guy trying to do just that. John's guy is Jared Lyle, Mike's guy is Simon Robinson, and my guy is Benoit Biaser. Who will make the PGA Tour first? Who cares? We do. What's going on? Anything? Any news from the front lines?
Jared Lyle, number one on the money list.
Well, that was the news last time, since he is first.
Boy, he hasn't done anything else. He's just busy sitting on top of the world, guys. Sorry, he hasn't done anything.
Fifth place.
Number one on the money list.
He got
sorry.
Fifth place in the last tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you mention that he's on the front page of a certain website?
Of course he is, because he's number one in the world.
But I mean, that's
of Nationwide.
No. But there's like an actual little thing about it.
Number one in the world.
That wasn't
on
there
Nationwide.
Last week.
PGAtour.com, down towards the bottom. They're just talking about Jared Lyle because he's the best. Yeah.
But that wasn't there last week. That's all I'm saying. Okay. That's your news.
Fair enough. That's my news.
That's the news. Yeah. Number one on the money list. That's old news.
Again.
Yeah. Benoit Biaser was number one and at one point, not anymore.
So what is he now?
I'm not going to talk about that anymore.
He's just worse?
He's fourth on the money list.
He's fourth now?
Yeah.
Okay.
How much is that?
$29,000.
$172,000 for Jared Lyle.
Oh, boy. So he's probably a Republican then, and he probably hates gay people.
Cy Rob did a little better this week. He made the cut.
Nice.
Four places. He tied for 30th, made about $1,300.
I got love for Cy Rob because he's in the same boat as my guy.
He shot a 78 and still made the cut.
What? Yeah. Oh, shit.
No, he shot a 75 in the first round, 72, and then a 78.
Wow.
That's really no better than – what's way worse than he did in the last time.
They must have been playing a really hard
course. Yeah, I looked
it
up. The slope was 134, which is more than Glen Eagles.
Yeah. I would hope so. I hope these guys are playing
the courses they played before
Eagles.
Was only like 123 or something. Yeah. I looked it up.
But, I mean, the distance was obviously
– yeah, it was a lot longer, 6,800 yards, 6,700 yards.
Glen Eagles, by the way, will be the location of the FU Open this year.
Oh, nice.
Tough one.
Freedom and unity.
Because
it's Glen Eagles.
Not only that, but the USGA is always setting up the hardest courses for the US Open.
Uh-huh.
Glen Eagles is the hardest course we could possibly play.
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think right off the bat on the first hole, there's going to be a lot of 10s.
12s.
Double-digit scores. Yeah.
Too many 12s for the MGA.
Like, the next hole even. All those, the first three holes.
The first 18 holes are kind of tough there.
Dude, that is going to be the most pissed off banquet.
Yeah.
We will have all your
Everybody's going to be like, oh.
He's going to have a headache.
I'm done.
Stressed out.
Yeah.
And exhausted, too.
Well, I think what we should do for that one, we should just go right to the bar. And just have our banquet in there.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Order pizza to be brought to the course or something.
Yeah, something like that.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Because that bar is pretty sweet.
It is.
Pretty awesome. Benoit Biaser didn't play, I don't think. Or did he miss the cut?
He just missed the cut. What did he score?
I don't know.
Yeah, bad.
But he's still fourth on the money list, so whatever. Mm-hmm. And he's played less events than the other guys who are like at the top.
I'll tell you what he scored.
Because he doesn't need to show up for every event. That guy's too busy getting his cock wet.
Too busy modeling.
Yeah, Benoit.
Getting tattoos on his calf.
Yeah. Playing poker and doing yoga. His two favorite hobbies, by the way. Cool. Our guys, still not on the PGA Tour. Trying to get there.
He shot a 75 and a 71.
75 and a 71.
No worse than Cy Rob, dude.
Let's ask Man Lander something.
What should I do?
Ask Man Landers.
Man Landers is the first ever mediocre golf sex advice columnist. So, guys, I think we should get the female perspective this time, don't you think?
I think it would be a good idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Come on. Let's bring those chicks in here.
Yep.
You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. Talking about Joanna Morley, Michelle Bolin, and Wilma Dills. Come on in here, ladies.
Wilma, she's so sexy.
Come on in here, ladies. Here they come. I see them. They're coming.
Come on, ladies.
They're almost here. Just... almost here.
Just a few more clicks.
A few more clicks of my mouse.
Oh, are you ready for us?
Oh, my God.
Oh, we're going to do Ask Man Landers.
All right.
I'm so excited.
This is going to be fun, guys.
This is Joanna Morley here.
And Michelle Bolin. Hey, guys. I'm Wilma Dills. Hey, guys.
Hey. There's going to be a lot of giggling going on.
I can't wait to get out of here so I can go have sex with lots of men. Ooh, love men. Okay. Willie left the question right here. Okay. So, dear Man Landers, or dear Martha Landers, I'm having a...
Okay.
Oh my God, girls, you're so fun.
So silly.
I'm having a problem with my older sister of my daughter's best friend. I'll refer to the girl as Cassie. Cassie is 16 or 17, and she's attracted to my significant other of 19 years, Adam, who is 42. Oh, she sounds like a slut.
How old is she?
Cassie is 16.
And she's 16? Attracted to a 42-year-old.
She likes them old.
Yeah, she likes them old girls.
So experienced.
Hold on. There's more to the questions. Geez, stop interrupting. So, Man Landers, how do we handle...
I wonder if we can still get it up.
How do we handle this without our friends becoming insulted? Oh, wait. Did I skip something?
Oh, you can't even read.
Guys, it's hard for me. Okay. Okay. So she always asks, where's Adam? Then she'll run and jump into his arms, wrapping her legs around his waist.
Ooh.
As she says, hi, Adam. And then she sometimes stands in front of him and says, doesn't my butt look good? So anyway, how do we handle this without our friends becoming insulted? We suspect they think Cassie's behavior is cute. And this is from Disgusted in Decatur. Joanna?
I was so distracted by that top you're wearing. That I didn't even hear the question.
Oh. I got it at Banana Republic.
No way, not Wet Seal?
No, I went to Backseat Betty, but they didn't have anything cute.
You should see.
They usually do.
Hey, what's up, Michelle?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any advice? Are we just going to giggle all night?
I think we're just going to giggle and give some womanly advice.
Yeah, the 16-year-old, she needs to just make it happen.
Yeah.
You know?
She can probably bag this old man.
Probably.
If she wants to.
I bet he's got money, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
He's married.
It's hot.
Even better.
Money's hot. I love money.
I like money. I like guys with money.
And expensive cars that take money to buy.
I like to marry guys, divorce them, and take half their money.
It's awesome.
Money, money, money. Money makes my pussy wet.
Money, money, money. Okay, girls, let's go. Let's go out clubbing, okay?
Okay.
Oh, I got the perfect thing to wear. Let's go out there. I need to dance. I just got to dance tonight.
I just want to dance and find a guy with money.
Let's go find a rich guy and then let's have a three-way. A four-way.
Four-way!
Oh, it'll be so fun, you guys.
Oh, yeah. I love you guys.
Oh, my God. This
let's
is going to be so
our
fun.
Let's rub each other.
Girls' night out, where we can go out and have sex with guys. Okay, let's bring those mediocre boys back in here.
Yeah, they're so mediocre.
But they're so mediocrely hot.
Oh, no. They're mott.
Mush box. They're so mott. Let's just have sex with them.
What?
Okay, girls, let's go.
Wow, holy shit, those girls are out of control.
Good God.
Kind of hot, though.
Yeah. Nice but really, booties. You know, they're fun for... They're fun for a second, but then at a certain point, it's like, Jesus Christ, get
they
the hell out of here.
They do so much giggling.
They do get
the
really
place.
Annoying.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Thank God. Did they even give advice? I didn't even hear advice.
I don't think they did. They
should we give our advice?
Yeah. I'm going to tell the disgust indicator to take up golf.
Yeah. Take up golf.
Mm-hmm. You know? And if that 17-year-old girl keeps doing this behavior, just hit her in the fucking face with a pitching wedge. Mm-hmm. Yep, She'll get the point.
Mm-hmm. Or a belt.
Yeah. Or a belt.
I heard she likes it anyway.
Or you could spank her sensually. All right, so our MySpace friend of the week this week is Bolin08. 08.
Wow.
Yeah. All right.
What's going on with B08?
Well, this is episode 08. So we figured in honor of episode 08, our MySpace friend of the week will be Bolin08. Bolin08 is running for president. Did you guys know that?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Any competitors?
Vote Bolin08.
Well, actually, he's got two competitors now. Well, Willie Dills we already knew about, and apparently Morley just entered the race.
Really?
So now it's a three-horse race. Yep. It's going to get interesting, I can tell. But Bolin says life is grand. Live it good and bad.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say anything in his about me or who I'd like to meet. So apparently, I don't know, maybe he just didn't have enough time.
Or doesn't want to meet anybody.
And someone named Carlita likes to leave him comments.
She's a girl that I met down in L.A. I worked with her.
Oh, nice.
My friend Carla.
Sweet. Oh, her name's Carla?
Yep.
Not Carlita?
Mm-hmm. She put her name as Carlita on the MySpace.
I gotcha.
It's more interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. And he is our number two friend. And his number one friend is MBM, which is his music. So you can go listen to all the songs he makes. He makes some pretty kick-ass songs, actually.
Mike Bolin music.
Mm-boh.
I like to put it on and dance around in front of a mirror from time to time. It's pretty good times.
That's how you do it.
Yeah, so Bolin08, go check out his MySpace page. Add him as a friend. Leave him comments, you know. General thing, whatever you do on MySpace.
Check out all my hot pictures.
Spam him with like porno chicks, you know, all the normal stuff that happens on MySpace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I think we're done. Again, I want to make sure everybody got our number. Call us at the MGA hotline, 415-674-4407 or 415-MSG-4407.
Yep.
The MGA motline.
We'll pick up the phone and be like, MGA.
MGA.
How may I direct your call?
Hi, MGA. How may I direct your call?
You must be Molly.
You can Molly us. You can leave us anything you want on your message.
Leave us a message.
We welcome all that. We also we passed 250 downloads.
Wow.
We're
legit.
Yep. We are the 50. If you search golf podcast, we are the 55th most popular golf podcast.
How many are there?
Well, there's 56. Like hell of them below. Yeah, 56. No, there's like a ton below us. So
that would be cool if there was like 100.
Yeah, and so then we could really like tell where we were
in the middle.
110.
Yeah. But there's more than 100 though. There's a ton.
Yeah.
There's a ton of them.
So we're pretty good.
So we're getting up there.
People
yeah.
like us.
I'd say
people
we're
like
right
the
around,
podcast.
But I mean, I'd say we're right around the middle. I mean, yeah, I don't
know.
We have
250 subscriptions?
No. That's just total downloads.
Oh, I was going to say. Yeah. That's quite a few.
But, I mean, it doesn't mean we're good. I mean, it just means somebody's downloading
the 30 people that we, I think it's about 30.
They're just downloading it over and over
times
again.
Times 8.
Yeah. No, yeah. that doesn't add up.
7. It has to be times 7.
Yeah. Well, anyway. so maybe, yeah, cool.
Maybe 40.
Thanks for listening, guys. We're going to keep them coming, and 35. We're having a lot of fun. This will be really cool once the season starts, because we're going to be able to talk to all the medios. And
which is March 30th.
March 30th.
Rebel AMM.
Rebel Beach AMM.
Sign up online at www.realmga.com.
Realmga.com is up. It is live. Go check it out. Okay? Thanks, everybody, for listening to the MGA MedioCast episode 08. I want to thank Mike and John for being here.
I want to thank you, Willie, for being here as well.
Yeah, you're welcome. I also want to thank Wilma Dills, Michelle Bolin, and Joanna Morley for stopping by.
So
those
cute.
Those girls are
We're
going to
go
so
cool. do them.
And thank
all the
Alex.
Listeners.
Thank Alex for calling in. Yep. And Sarah,
we tried
to call you, and you didn't fucking answer. So
thank you for letting us put a message
on
your phone.
We'll see you next time, I guess. All right. See you guys.
Show me that smile. Show me that smile. Don't waste another.